Have you ever imagined what it would be like to love God with everything you've got? With every fiber of your being, with every desire of your heart, with every ache in your bones, through and through, you want to hold nothing back from Him. And everything in your life, in your possessions, in your time, in your family, in your friends, you're serving God. Listen to the words of this person. This person wrote these words days and weeks before their impending death. And while before we die, we'd probably think about, well, who's going to take care of my will? What's going to happen to my family? You know, is this going to hurt? You know, why is this happening to me? All normal good things to think about. Listen to the words of this person. All the pleasures of the world and all the kingdoms of the earth shall profit me nothing. It is better for me to die on behalf of Jesus Christ than to reign over all the ends of the earth. Him I seek who died for us. Him I desire who rose again for our sake. This is the gain which is laid up for me. Pardon me, brethren. Do not hinder me from living. Do not wish to keep me in a state of death. And while I desire to belong to God, do not yet give me over to the world. Do you hear that longing, that ache, that desire for God that's in this person's testimony? These are the words of Saint Ignatius of Antioch, the third bishop of Antioch. He was sentenced to death by wild beasts under the order of Emperor Trajan in the early 2nd century. And while he is being transferred to Rome from Syria, he had every opportunity to appeal to his friends to save him. Yet, in his letters that he wrote all along the way, there's no sense of fear, no sense of hesitation, but a deep yearning, an ache for God and His desires. He experienced what St. John Paul referred to as the redemption of the body. Sometimes we can be tempted to see Christianity as the white-knuckling repression of our desires, which is kind of holding on and repressing our desires. It is true that St. Paul calls us to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires. This sounds like repression, but it is actually a call to crucify those inauthentic desires which actually destroy us. Yet God desires something greater for us. He desires to transform our desires, to unleash our authentic desires so that we reject evil and desire good, not just because God tells us so, but because we have experienced the power of its truth. Think, for example, do I not commit the sin of impurity, of adultery, of looking at pornography, or even thinking of lustful thoughts in my mind? Do I do these things just because God tells me? Or do I do them because the law has transformed my heart? I delight in the law of God in my inmost being, that the very thought of objectifying or using a brother or sister in this way brings horror and disgust and even anger to my heart. That is the redemption of the body, the redemption of our desires. What will begin over time if we ask God for this grace is that we will experience this redemption over time, this transformation of the inner person, the transformation of the heart, where we not only know the good, we also sincerely desire to do the good. This is a life according to the Spirit, where we experience love, joy, peace, and especially freedom. And freedom is that ability to love God from the deep interiority of our being, without the need for some external coercion. And so St. Paul says, if you are led by the Spirit, You're not subject to the law. Freedom exists when our desires and the good unite into one. It is essentially a transformation in love which frees us from the law. It frees us from the law not because we want to break the law. It frees us from the law because we already desire to do it. And so it doesn't feel like a law for us. And so we are invited today by St. Paul and St. Ignatius to open our hearts to this inner transformation, this redemption of the body, where we're not just forced to do the good, but desire to do it. Therefore, let us approach the Eucharist, which has this power to transform our desires to live in Christ, as St. Ignatius writes. I desire the bread of God, the heavenly bread, the bread of life, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, which is the medicine of immortality and the antidote against death, enabling us to live forever in Christ Jesus.